But
yeah, you should. You're used to performing.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
But when I'm on stage, I do like a deep voice. I'm like, yo, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm never like
my guy.
Yeah, I'm my guy. Yeah.
All right. Here we are. We're going. Coco is joining us, my amazing, beautiful dance partner from Dancing with the Stars, who also is like a sister to me. And I always, like I said, like thought about myself having a podcast, and I want it to be like my closest friends and family. So I don't know what Sienna's doing here, but I was like, Coco's definitely like in that mix of people that like I just fuck with. And
yeah.
We were talking about before we started how in sync we always have been together without even knowing each other.
I know.
It was so crazy.
It is crazy.
So welcome to New York.
Thanks. That's like the nicest thing you've ever said to me in person.
Shut up.
How long have you guys known each other?
Last year. But like we're crazy. Oh, actually, no. Before that, when we did The Masked Dancer.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. That show?
So he did do you know that he did The Masked Dancer?
No.
It's like a…
I know the show.
It's like a… Well, you don't…
Well, you probably know Masked Singer.
Oh.
There was a dance version.
Oh. Yeah,
there was a one season dance version.
Oh, yeah.
I was the hammerhead shark.
I was going to say, guess what?
well, she didn't know.
And then they have to guess from like your moves who you
literally,
are.
Literally the hardest thing ever in the world.
That's way harder than the singer. Yeah.
I mean, there would be clues and stuff, but…
Well, yeah. I was also wearing like a 40-pound muscle suit, which like completely disguised me because I'm not jacked like that.
Yeah.
But it was funny because when I was on that show, her soon to be husband was training me. He was choreographing my dance. I haven't met her yet.
And I was just a dancer.
So on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a choreographer. I was a dancer.
Yeah.
He was the contestant.
Yep. And then you used to come in and do like rehearsals and stuff like that. And then like, but it wasn't even a year later when I did Dance with the Stars. Like a couple months later, I met her. And she's like, yeah, we've met before on The Masked Dancer.
And he was like, wait a second, what?
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
That's really cute.
Yeah. It was like a small dance community world over there.
So why are you always like on dance shows?
I don't know.
He loves to dance.
Can he dance? No. Okay.
Wow.
I researched.
No. No, he can't.
First of all, bitch.
This show is hard.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars.
It is so hard.
It looks hard.
First season.
That's not like really dance. That's like a competitive, like athletic sport.
Yeah.
It's like learning like jujitsu, like in a day.
Yeah, I think it makes people realize how difficult it is to really dance and like do that as a career.
Yeah.
It's really hard. This is just hard. It's fun to do like casually. Anyone can dance, you know, and that's the beauty of dance, but I feel like learning how to really dance steps and choreography, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sick. I was sick.
Yeah, she sounds like she's going through puberty right now.
No, it's hot though. It's hot. Yeah. That hot voice.
Nah, but like we, looking back at the rehearsals of even like the hip-hop-y dances I did and shit, they were good.
Hip-hop-y dances? When
like on Masked Dancer.
Oh, yeah.
You know how we did they have to like smuggle you. When you do the Masked Singer and the Masked Dancer, it's this crazy process where they don't want anyone to know who you are. So you literally wear a mask and a shirt that says, don't talk to me. And you wear gloves so people don't know what race you are. And you have to rehearse.
They can tell by the smell though, right?
Okay. With my smell?
That was a joke.
Yeah. What do I smell like?
I don't know, like a wigger, you know?
Oh, I smell like a wigger? What do wigger smell like? Black and mild?
Yeah. Like Newports and chai lattes. I don't know.
Anyway, so we had to rehearse in that. We had to like do the dances in that outfit. And I have them in my phone where I look like a ninja. And they were pretty good.
Yeah, you were killing it.
Yeah, they were
honestly
good.
Because it was probably like less stressful situations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it was like,
there was group dances. I don't know. It was just a different kind of experience.
Yeah.
So what do you win at the end of a Masked Singer dancer show?
I don't know. I never got that far.
Yeah.
I made it way farther on Dancing with the Stars than Masked.
So dancer. I have a question. With a show like Dancing with the Stars, do you get paid more the longer you're on the show?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, because you're on more episodes.
Yeah, not like not like crazy though. Like it's not like to where it's life changing every week.
No.
You know? But you get a little bit more for hanging in there, I think. And then I think if you win, you get like a the biggest big like bonus at the end. But a lot of people don't do it for like the money.
Yeah, yeah. But if you, like as a coach, you want them to last longer too.
Of because, same for us too. We get paid more.
Well, we didn't want to last longer.
I was telling Vinny, I was like Googling like Dancing with the Stars and the number one question, at least on my Google, was like, why is Vinny still on Dancing with the Stars?
Question of the year.
I was that guy.
And they were like, his fan base just keeps him around.
Yeah. I was telling her that there's always those people on the show that the people's champ that the fan base votes through. And, you know, sometimes the judges are nice to you. Sometimes they're not. They weren't really that nice to us.
Who are the judges this year?
Well, the main guy, Len, died.
Yeah, he passed away
after my season. And he was like, so that was like the biggest change to the judges, you know. Did they replace him or no?
No. It's Derek Huff, Kariana Naba.
Oh, Derek.
And then Bruno.
Oops. Mars?
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
I never know with these shows because it'll be like Heidi Klum. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, they brought in a lot of guests.
But anyway.
5'4", isn't that crazy? Sorry.
Is he actually?
Yeah. Isn't that
He's
insane?
He's just like an inch taller than me.
Yeah. Daddy.
Wow.
Well, that's really fun.
Yeah, you were telling me that you actually, a little short kid.
Oh, I dated a short guy. He was 5'6". Like because he was like, his dick matched his height.
Mm. Oh.
But also, he was like mean. You can't be mean and short. You have to like dote on me.
Why did you date him if he was mean?
Because I was lonely. And he was
he
like
likes the abuse.
Yeah, I think I liked it for a little bit. And he was like, I thought he was funny and stuff. And then after a while, I was like, wait a minute. You have the Napoleon. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, Napoleon complex.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm daddy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but anyway, so when we met each other, me and Coco, we had so many things in common. Like, literally, like, if I...
The Advil thing is the craziest thing.
Yeah.
You actually helped me realize it was Advil.
When I take an Advil, I get a hive right here on my face.
No.
Every time?
Here.
No, I get mine here. Okay, they don't have to be in the exact spot.
Fuck.
But it's one hive.
It's one little...
You as like, well? Yes. When you take Advil?
I didn't know it was Advil. So I one day was telling him. I'm like, oh my God, Vinny, look, I get this thing randomly and I don't know when I get it. It literally looks like a little... ant bite.
Yeah.
And then it goes away in like what?
An hour? Yeah.
Literally.
Like doctors can't explain it or anything. They're like, you get Google. One hive. Like I'm not allergic to where I can't take
it. No, and it works.
And she's the only other person that I met that gets it.
And Vinny was like, wait, that happens.
Also, whenever we're sick, we could be on the other side of the country, like right now.
Same time.
We always get sick at the same time.
So you guys are literally soulmates.
It's like
literally. Telepathy?
Yeah. Telepathy.
A butterfly effect.
That's crazy. Do you think it's because like you dance so much together, you're like pheromones like match?
Nah, this was happening before. This was happening
from our dances.
Like the sweat. Like,
yeah.
You're one.
The first week, our first dance we spent, because you rehearse for a couple weeks before the show.
Dude, you spend every second of your life together.
Really? Yeah.
No.
And we were.
That's why you fell in love.
She's getting married.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, you could still be in love.
As friends. But we were sick. Remember like the first like week when we were rehearsing?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I think you got sick first and then I got sick.
Yeah.
Like fever sick?
A bit of both.
Maybe. A little bit of both. And we were working hard.
Exhausted.
And this was like COVID time too.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, it was
COVID tests and all these things.
So how do they match you guys?
I don't know.
Casting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know.
You ever see the show? You ever watch the show?
Not in years.
Mm. Well, she was on another show, So You Think You Can Dance, right? Did you win?
No, second.
I remember the Jabberwockies.
America's Best Dance Crew.
Oh. Yeah.
See, you're just combining all the dance
crew. You combine. That was like the last of the... But I love dancers. I think that's like...
Me too.
Dancer singers.
I've like... I'm
after
like...
After the show now, Vinny, oh my God, he like needs a dancer. He can't date anyone else.
Yeah.
In love with dancers.
Because it's so talented.
Even though the last one broke my heart.
Who?
Tell us.
Nah,
all the tea.
Fuck her. But I'm kind of like the dance community's like bastard, like seventh cousin now. Because like I've gotten to know... like I'm not a dancer, but
wait,
I've done
fuck
the
them.
I've done the shows... enough to where like I know a
have
lot of
gotten
dancers
a lot of dancers though because not really
get that girl.
Yes. What do you mean not really?
I know one.
I've
the girl that broke your heart.
I mean like yeah,
that's the girl we were just talking
I've
about.
Like I've like hooked up with other dancers, but like I'm talking about like dating. I honestly want to marry a dancer.
Really?
Yeah, because like I feel like, and again, a lot of this is what I learned doing these shows, but I just love dancers. Like, I feel like they're sexy, but they're also like very disciplined, like almost like professional,
oh my God.
Like professional athletes. Yeah, like you're like, you know, I'm attracted to like discipline.
Yeah.
Not like,
oh, wait. Why?
But like submissive. They're submissive and they fucking listen to me.
Dancers? Oh my God.
Be disciplined.
What about a ballerina? No.
I don't mean disciplined to me. I mean disciplined to their craft. Mm. Yeah, ballerina.
I feel like any artist that's making it is disciplined to their craft.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but dancing is like a sexy craft.
Yeah, I know. You like the hip hop big butt.
I love the thickies. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else I like?
Who else do you like?
I said, you know what else I like?
Oh, what? Dick?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Girls that I like.
Wait, you know that dancer?
Ugly
girls. He likes ugly girls too?
Ugly girls.
Really? You never send me the ugly ones.
When they're too pretty, Vinny doesn't like them.
Really? You never send me ugly ones.
Well, I appreciate like beauty. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Like, it's like if you ever walk into like a condo and it's like too perfect. It's like everything is like so polished.
You need someone.
I like a little bit like of a Soho loft, you know, like some exposed old beams.
Yeah, but that's not, you send me like the most face-tuned woman of all time. Yeah, you do. They're like,
no, I don't. Yeah, they're naturally beautiful. No way.
I think
we send girls to each other all day and then none of them are face-tuned.
They're every girl's face-tuned. Cap. Every girl. That's not cap because I face-tune for most of my friends. Mm-mm.
Anyway.
I'll show you these girls later.
Yeah, I like a little bit
about the ones that you sent me. Some of them are. Some
and if there's
them.
Anyone
no, I think
listening.
That they're stunning, but I think that they're also like the pictures you'll send me. I'm like, this is gloss. This is she added detail to her eyebrow. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I appreciate a beautiful girl, but like, if there's anyone listening about the if you know that I like ugly girls, like, and I dated you, like, you're not ugly. It actually is the opposite. Like, we didn't work out because you're not ugly enough. They were too pretty. And I like ugly girls, so.
Do you like a little bit of like insecurity?
No.
I think so.
We're being like a little.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
The like, girls that we're calling bit. Ugly are, first of all, probably hot still.
You're like,
No, they're not.
Wait, I need you need to show me one of these women.
The best is when he's like, oh yeah, I'm finally talking to another girl. And I'm like, oh my God, show me. He's like, no. I can't show you.
That's like, crazy. That's what girls do. That's what girls do when we're
talking
to a guy.
They're like, hold on, I gotta find a picture of him. It takes like an hour.
To show me the girl?
Yeah. I never want to show a guy I'm talking to. I love ugly men.
Yeah.
Ugly, funny men.
I'm ugly.
You're not ugly.
So I like you know, it gives you character, you know? I like the rush of when you're like saying like you can introduce your boys to a girl and you don't know if they're gonna be like
you
damn
like that
she's
rush?
Fucking ugly.
You like
yeah, but no guy's gonna be like yeah she's ugly.
Oh no, but you
boys,
can kind of know.
Do they actually tell? Do you guys actually tell each other like yo your girl?
Yeah, they'll be
hot?
Like she beat.
No. Oh. They would just not.
Isn't she beat like?
Oh
no, girls say beat
in a good way.
Oh, this is different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just wouldn't like. You wouldn't hear them cheering you on like they would for like someone who's like super super hot.
I feel like you're more of a body guy than a face guy. So
I
if
like
she had the
both.
Body,
I like kind both.
You know what
no,
I mean?
I need both.
No, I need both. I need a face both. Card for the girlfriend. You know,
but you can't be too ripped as a guy.
So you like to fuck ugly woman, but you like to date hot.
No,
opposite.
You like to fuck pretty. Uh-huh.
I don't date ugly women. I just like it's like an inside joke that we just like kind of. I don't know. I just kind of don't.
This woman
I just
yeah,
like don't like
that's
it like.
Wait, watch her be like the prettiest person.
No,
I've
she's
ever seen.
She's so pretty.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
I don't either.
But nah, just like a little bit of like a
weird
natural nose. Like modeling agencies are like that too.
Yeah,
like models are not sometimes like perfect. You know, there's something going on that makes them like beautiful.
Yeah,
there's something going on.
Something going on
happening over there.
There's something going on around the edges.
Oh my!
Do you know that choreographer Paris Goebel?
Mm-hmm.
You work with her?
Yeah, I've worked with her once.
Okay. That's all I know about dance.
Good job. Did you Google that?
No, I remember when I saw the
loser.
Yeah, Paris Goebel. That yummy dance.
Oh, oh my
dance?
God, that was
like made me
calm
in my pants.
Yeah, literally,
calm in
so
my
good.
Pants.
Can you dance?
Was good,
Vinny. What do you think? I can do everything but dance.
Honestly, I feel like you could.
I'm comfortable in my body. Like I can perform. Yeah. Like if I had to, if someone was like gun to your head, you better fucking figure it out.
Oh, you'll
bitch.
Break it down.
I'll break it down. Yeah. You know, I've been stretching a lot.
Love it.
The first step.
Can you twerk?
Vinny, not yet.
No.
I'll get there.
Twerking is hard.
Can you twerk?
Yeah, she can. She can.
Really?
Yeah, you can tell. I can just tell.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she can do everything.
I know.
You were a hip hop dancer.
So wait,
first.
How did you start? Did you start with like?
Oh God, Oprah, chill.
I'm curious. This is hot. Did you start with like?
Oh yeah, she's bisexual too.
Yeah. We talked about it in the bathroom.
Anyway, when did you start? When did
you start? The Periscope Bowl. No, I'm kidding. When did you start? You started with ballet or?
Yeah. Okay. I started when I was 2, so I was basically like born into dance.
Okay.
And then I did ballet, tap, jazz growing up.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then I got into hip hop. And then I never did ballroom, which is what Dancing with the Stars is now, until mm-hmm. I met my fiance.
Got it.
So I just trained every other style except ballroom.
Wow.
In Miami. And then… Yeah.
Do you feel like if you stuck with ballet, like you age out of that faster than like the other kind?
I think now it's different. Mm-hmm. I think back then, yes. But I think nowadays with like… I don't know. Everything being different.
Yeah. You can be like huge and do ballet. Yeah.
But how long did it take you to learn the ballroom stuff? Not because you didn't start it.
5 years?
What?
5 years?
That's crazy. That's so little time.
I mean, it's like a completely different sport. I think I was destined to learn that now looking back. I don't know.
Because I know that they've been doing it. Those people have been doing it since they're like babies.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's the thing. I don't have the technique down to a T like Kiki ever would, my fiance.
Kiki and Coco?
I know. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. I know. It's like mental.
One day we'll get there, Sienna.
Yeah, what is this? VV and CC?
VV and CC.
I'm blushing, but I'm black. You can't see it. Vinny and CC. That's crazy. Okay. Coco, Kiki. So you guys met on that show.
Yeah.
On So You Think You Can Dance. And did he approach you?
No, we actually had to kiss at the end of a dance. And that's how we got together.
And you were like, the sparks were there.
Yeah.
What's his race? Not that it matters, but I'm curious.
No, he's actually Hungarian, Lebanese, Cuban, Irish.
Oh my God. Amazing. That's so hot.
He can dance.
He sounds like he's built.
He can.
Chill with the
That's really hot. Nah, he can dance, yo.
Yeah, Vinny really?
Like ballroom shit, like obviously guys like you know, I was getting a lot of like gay comments and stuff because it is very
I loved your expression.
Festive and sassy.
Yeah.
Festive and sassy is how you describe ballroom dancing?
I mean, yeah.
Festive? The fuck is festive?
You're wearing fucking Christmas trees.
What?
As costumes. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm sweating. Festive. You're wearing like glitter and like, you know, it's
I watched some of it. Oh my God.
It's definitely getting
the war. Oh no. That's a girl who
Coco,
does.
Coco, what did they say?
I know. I was just about to say that's a girl who does my nails, and I felt weird. Wait, when you did when I saw many of your performances, what I loved the most were your facial expressions. You were like, I'm going full method. He was like,
no, yeah, she taught me that. She
you,
taught me.
Oh, you taught him.
She taught me that was like half the battle because
well, if not, then it shows in his face that something's like
that you're thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all you're doing is thinking.
And Vinny.
Not just
you're
me.
Overthinking.
Everybody that's doing it for the first time ever, especially me, is thinking the whole time.
Yeah.
You know? And you have to put a look on your face that you're not thinking.
Mm. Well, did you ever get to a point where you're having fun?
No.
No. But you obviously there was like, always there was like have a, fun. No.
At well, the
no.
very end, it started. Got, at the very end, it got a little fun.
But when it… I have fun in all the in-between moments.
Yeah.
Going on stage, I don't know if he… Like, as a pro… You kind of just don't know whether your celeb is okay or like in that moment when the camera goes 3, 2, 1, you're like, he either has it or he doesn't. Does he remember the steps? Okay, well, I'm gonna have to back him up if he doesn't.
You know,
all of these things, like that's like a parent, like as a responsibility of like, how is my
calming his
my
nerves.
Boy gonna be okay?
Yeah.
like we're both going through our own set of nerves.
Yeah.
Her nerves isn't about the dance,
it's about him,
it's about me. My nerves are about the dance,
yeah,
you know.
That makes sense.
So like they don't get off easy because they're professional dancers. You know what I mean? They actually might have it harder because
she's like, you skipped 5 steps, but okay, here we go.
Yeah. I just have to kind of be ready for whatever he's gonna do.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then sometimes he'll look at me before we went on stage and he's like,
do I do the pirouette?
Like, or he'll be like, can we do this? And I'm like, and he'll be like, do I have this? And I'm like, Vinny, you fucking got this. Let's go.
Yep. And also, like, one thing that we always needed to hear, like, right before we went on stage, always, no matter what, and I know more now why, was like, dude, this is just a stupid show. None of this matters.
Yeah.
Because you put so much emphasis and importance on it, like, during the week and everything.
And so much work.
And
like,
so much
so
work.
Many hours.
Literally, the only thing in that moment that can help you right to calm your nerves right before you get on there is… It's a stupid fucking show. None of this fucking matters. Yeah. And then we'd walk out.
Yeah. The second you think it's live and it's like all of America's watching you. Of course, like what human being wouldn't like freeze up? You
for
know?
Sure.
Yeah. But especially if you don't never did it before.
We did get snatched though.
Snatched? What's yeah, that mean?
Snatched?
Oh, you guys oh yeah.
You guys got in really good shape?
Oh my, the best shape of my life.
That's crazy. So it's, I didn't even know it was live. Why do I not know these
live.
Things?
It's live. It was on Disney Plus.
Oh, now it's live on Disney Plus?
Yeah, yeah like they like it was the streaming first, it live.
Yeah.
Do people watch it as much as they did on cable?
I feel like it was mad big on Disney.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of crazy celebs too.
Yeah.
Also, like there's like middle America and they eat that shit up. Exactly. You know?
Yeah. Oh my God, when we did the tour, that shit sells out arenas. It's
really?
Crazy, yeah.
And back then it used to be even crazier. Like
during when you guys did it?
No, no, no. Like back in the day. Because really? We're on the 32nd season now. And so like season 5, season 6, it was the biggest TV show in the world.
That's when I was watching it. Exactly. My whole family would watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. I did the tour. You ever sleep on a tour bus?
No. Take me.
Fucking crazy. No, you don't want it. Oh, it's like not like whoever wants to be
some
in
people
the-
love it. Nah. Some people love tours.
Yeah, like weirdos.
And you guys
who
all
do
poop,
drugs.
You poop and then you empty it out, right?
No, you can't well, poop no. in the trailer.
She used to get mad at me because I took a shit in the
trailer. Oh my God.
Where was I supposed to
what
shit?
Do you mean?
Outside, right?
Outside.
No, in our trailers at CBS, like at the studio.
Oh no.
These, mind you, there's buildings.
Ghetto behavior.
Of, yes.
Where? It's my own throne.
Yeah, but you
that
know,
they give
in
me.
A trailer, you can't shit.
Can you smell it everywhere?
Yes, because our trailers are connected. So
there was nowhere else
week,
to shit.
I would just come into my trailer and I would reek of shit.
Oh no. My God.
That was shit. One time. And
it was not
they didn't
connected.
Empty it out. They didn't empty it out. Oh, I stopped shitting once you yelled at me and I started going inside. I'd walk like fucking.
Oh, wait.
Oh, like
that's
normal
so
people
different.
Do.
I thought your trailer was like on the highway. Like,
well, no.
No, that's a tour bus.
Tour bus. You don't shit on the tour bus either, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about like on set. Like
so it's right outside a building that you can shit in.
That you can just walk.
Yeah, but it's not that close. Like here,
but it's not
like
far.
The toilet's like from me to you, or I can go walk like a football field to go take a
football
shit.
Football field.
That's crazy. You smelled his poop for days.
What that's how close like? You were.
Yeah, that's why. That's when you guys became soulmates.
Bitch.
His poop particles reached your nose, and then
probably.
You started getting hives.
Remember, we got robbed.
You guys got robbed.
Oh my God, we have gone through the fucking.
Not only did we get robbed by the judges of our scores, we got physically robbed. When we were in LA leaving a club. Like we
on the finale night of our show.
So it was the finale night and we went out to a club to celebrate. We go to this club in LA and then we walk out and we're all on cloud nine. Like it's over. So we bought each other like the most
wait,
meaning.
But you guys were sorry, eliminated before the finale.
Yeah, but yes. We all were at the finale.
Got it.
Like everyone goes
comes
back.
Back for the finale.
Got it.
And we got each other like these like dope gifts. Like I got her like Balenciaga before they were canceled.
It was actually right then.
She got me Kith, like dope. And we like wrote like letters
and, like,
to each other.
I got him like a customized journal because yeah. He loves his notes.
We walk outside.
Meaningful shit.
All gone and robbed.
My car was
the car
shattered.
Was, we saw glass on the floor. And we were just like, you got to be fucking kidding me right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Was there no cameras?
So we caught the guy.
Okay, so between me, Vinny, Kiki, and well, Sophia didn't do anything.
Don't get a girl angry. She will fucking
Sophia.
Find redemption.
Oh, you were the angry girl.
Oh
yeah.
I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to find this bitch.
Yeah.
We ended up arrested. We found him after like
with
a
some
week
Nancy
and a half.
Drew shit, bro. First of all, remember how
I can
we
make
started?
A movie out of it? Yeah, it was crazy. Well, he had an AirTag in his book bag that got stolen. Mind you, my purse got stolen. I stupidly
what was in your purse?
Had my passport.
Oh yeah, she had her passport.
I had a wedding in 4 days. Couldn't go to that, and it was a disaster. But his AirTag that was in his book bag. Pinged it to North Hollywood.
A location. So we knew like of an apartment building. Like, let's just start there.
Yeah. Long story short, because it's long as fuck, but my friend ended up living in that apartment complex. We ended up getting security footage from the restaurant that was across the street from where we parked. He tried to use me and my best friend's cards at a shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
He threw
her purse was in your bag as well.
All of our shit.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like the worst. He stole like
yeah, he was the stupidest criminal ever. He would not, he would swipe it. It wouldn't work. He would just throw
the
card on the ground.
So then we went to the store because it pinged my bank.
Yeah.
And then like I saw our cards and the guy was like, is that you? I was like, that's literally me.
Yeah.
So he's just like leaving little like
it.
Trails.
We ended up getting to the cops. The cops like were so shocked at how much I investigated beforehand.
Yeah.
That he took me straight to like the investigator's office.
Yeah.
And we became besties. He got my number.
Yeah.
And so we would text each other any information we had.
Yeah.
And then they ended up finding him because another county was also looking for him. He just got out of probation and bail well, probation and bail for theft and burglary. Mm-hmm. His wife also knew about it. They ended up finding him. We found him on Thanksgiving because my friend who lived in his neighborhood, he would take pictures of the car that we saw from the video. Every time another car of like Alexis came in, he would take a picture. I would send it to the police. Police would be like, I can't tell you anything because it was like,
what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, caught the guy, $10 million bail. He went to jail.
So in summary, don't fuck with Coco.
Is he in prison now?
Is he in prison?
Unless someone
bailed him out for $10 million. Wow. Yeah.
You got that?
Why would I bail him out? He robbed me. And I didn't get my shit back, by the way.
Yeah, none of us
got our shit back.
No, the one thing that didn't get sold, because he sells shit on OfferUp, thing that didn't get sold was the Balenciaga.
Because they got canceled.
That's really
like, funny. Haha. Like, it was karma for him. Like, the one thing that he got,
yeah.
He couldn't even sell because they got canceled.
But how did you not get that back then?
Oh, I got that back.
Oh, so you have your Balenciaga.
But
But you can't wear it because they got canceled.
Oh,
but they're back now.
They're coming back now. Well, America has a short attention span.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? I don't know.
Pedophiles be running this world.
I'm uneducated.
That was wild, yeah. I haven't worn them again.
That's good. We should go down that.
I did. That's all I wore was Balenciaga. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Switch it up.
Okay, so...
tell us more about you.
Me?
Nah, no one cares about her. Anyway.
Vinny doesn't like me.
I did your thing, by the way.
Or he loves you. What thing?
The thing with the,
I'm scared.
I had to cancel on my date because I was sick.
Oh
last
my
night.
God!
And she said she's. You want to tell her?
Wait, yo, you had a date?
So
I had a date. Yeah.
He was like,
it wasn't ugly.
No, he was like, I
yeah,
have the
so
hottest.
Let her hear this.
He was like, I have the hottest date ever, and I was like,
I love the voice you put on him.
And you have the hottest.
It's just the weirdest accent. Of me. I sound Australian and like I'm coming.
And I was like, oh, and he's like, what should I do? Like, I'm sick. And I was like, you should stay home, but you should be like, hey, like, I'm sorry, I can't make it, but I still want to get you dinner. What do you like? And I'll order it to your apartment.
Oh, wow, do you like this girl?
Mm. I mean, she's definitely worth like keeping around, not just like bailing on, you know.
And
I don't usually bail.
And then you did it? I sent her a
DoorDash gift certificate.
Ew,
gift certificate?
What am I gonna take her fucking order like a waiter?
Yeah.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Yeah,
no, you
just
get
a California King roll. Yeah.
This is a hot girl. We like, she doesn't talk.
What?
Okay, so like, why would you want to go on a date with her?
Because she's a hot girl.
To have sex? Like,
no,
I don't understand.
Just,
yeah, then what's
hot.
The point?
I don't understand.
First of all,
she can't
calm
talk.
Calm down, bitches.
I mean,
wait, what do you mean she doesn't talk?
Give me a gift card. What?
We're not having
a gift card is almost worse.
We're not having a full conversation about her meal.
What, so, what did you say?
Or you
say?
Could
I had
just
to get
be
in
like,
and
what's
out.
Your favorite kind of food?
Yeah, then send her an enchilada.
And then what? Like, be like, what neighborhood do you look at? Let me geolocate the restaurants
around
your house.
No, you
do
your own back research, and then you send her a meal.
No.
Yeah, be like, hey, what's your address?
Or dessert. Send like, who wouldn't like freaking cookies or some shit?
A gift certificate.
I sent her a DoorDash gift certificate.
No, you didn't.
And I said—
How much did you put?
100. And I said, since you, I couldn't buy you dinner, the next meal is on
you. You copied-paste exactly what I—
No, you said send her dinner. I said, since I couldn't, the next meal is on me. And she was like, oh, that's cute. Thank you.
Okay, I don't like her.
You texted her after that?
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it's so funny because I texted her in the morning telling her I canceled. And I didn't hear from her the whole day. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't send the gift until I heard from her later at night. But, like, there was a possibility that she, like, wasn't even going to show up on the date anyway.
Yeah. I just don't understand why you would want to go out with a girl that you feel like you can't have a conversation with.
Well, no, she like redeems. I think she does the bare minimum.
Does she not speak English?
No, she does.
He likes these Swedish girls that are like, you know.
You do?
Swedish. No, you do. Like, I feel like you like a girl like, look at what I wear. And then that's all they can say.
Change the kind of girls you like? Because I don't know.
No, they're like black Swedish girls.
Oh.
Right?
Black Swedish girls.
You know what I mean?
Thing.
They're never here, you know?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why is she in Denmark in the snow, you know?
She's, she did like the bare minimum to where like she won't respond for like a day or two. But then when she does respond, it's like a little bit like of a meaty conversation.
Like what?
Like
I'm
she
good, you?
No. Like, more than like the bare minimum.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's okay.
So we'll see what happens. I hit her up today. I said, you out later? Because I knew I was going to be out and about. So she's like, oh, fuck me.
Great.
No, Coco is better. Coco is better because
I'm
going to
be with Coco. We're going to one of my favorite restaurants. Mm.
Which restaurant? I'm kind of have FOMO.
I know. I wish you could come.
I know.
We're going to Lola. Lola's really good.
Oh my god.
Mediterranean. Wow. I invited her.
I have eaten Mediterranean food like 7 times in the last.
Really? That's another thing too, is like our food shit. Mm. Mm-hmm. Identical.
Do you make a list when you order food?
Oh,
they taught me that. Her and Kiki taught me to make a list.
You gotta make a list on your phone.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like when you
are you
order
a foodie or no? You just eat like pussy.
I eat pussy and I snack.
Work.
Snatch.
Snatch.
These are like young comedians. They're not real foodies.
No, yeah, we're still like kind of
broke.
Yeah.
Eat like hot pockets.
I go to the bodega a lot. Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah.
You know, Abu be making a mean chopped cheese.
Nah, me and her are like…
I'll get my shit together soon, Vinny, right?
We're like… Yeah. One day this will make money.
One day I'll be able to go to Lola's and pay for it myself.
Yeah, are you going to pay for my dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Actually, I will say the one thing Vinny always did was he always paid.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And I would always try, or I would end up selling him.
I don't have that kind
of experience. Her and Kiki would I paid for you. Shut up.
So nice.
That's
her
really
and
nice.
Kiki,
I wasn't expecting that.
And you guys would always like… I love that.
Back?
I love like…
Well, because that's called common courtesy. That a lot of people
sometimes
probably don't have
people
nowadays.
Just like… And again, like, I'm totally cool paying for everything, but I do like when people…
But I'm not cool with you thinking you're cool. Like,
I know, and I love that.
Yeah, of course.
I have this one friend from Staten Island who, like, very modest living kind of guy, works hard, but he's cool where he is. He doesn't really, you know. And literally, like, we always, like, split the bill.
Yeah.
And, like, he just doesn't want to be that friend that, like, I'm always paying
for
him. You know what I mean? And I let… And, like… I pay the bill a lot, just like under the table or whatever and shit. But like, I love that he always is down to like treat me like a normal human.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even if you do, at least like acknowledge
like
a gold digger wouldn't
yeah,
know.
Me, I know I wouldn't know at all. I'm like where's my allowance? Oh, I'm just a baby. No, but that's really good. Also, you know, it's good feminism. Yeah, so that's amazing.
I posted that thing yesterday. It was just…
What thing?
It was a meme on my close friends. It was like a…
Oh, shit.
Your memes are funny as fuck.
When a guy says that he's looking for like a single independent woman that can take care of herself like, on a date. And it's like that Idris Elba like choking on the hot wing.
Yeah.
Because that's like not something girls want to hear.
No. Are you?
Wait, I missed it. Can you say it again?
Oh, my God.
Like it's a red flag when a guy is like… Because every girl is like, wants to be like a single independent woman who can take care of.
No, I don't.
But if,
yeah, you're like, hello?
But if there's a man that's like, oh, I'm looking for a single independent woman who can take care of herself.
Oh, yes.
It's a red flag. Mm. It means that he doesn't want to take care of you.
I was seeing this one guy. I literally ended it like 4 days ago. And he told me he was like, when are you going to start buying me dinner? Like, it upsets
what?
Me. Yeah.
He's being dead ass.
He was dead ass.
Wow.
And this was like the night before. He like begged me to take him out to club. I never go out to clubs, like ever. But I took him to the box and whatnot. And then he begged me for drugs, which I'm like, I don't do drugs. I don't go to the club. What
were
the
you
fuck?
Dating?
Yeah. This was like a Danish guy. And then anyway, Danish, so he gets shrooms
like
somewhere.
The
and then he has a panic attack. And then I'm literally wearing stilettos, holding his like limp body on my back. It was a horrible night.
Wow.
And he was like, the walls are closing in on me. Anyway, and then
the walls.
Like, sound just like,
the walls are closing in on me. I was like, you're fucking gay, get it together, man. And then the next day he gets mad that I don't buy him dinner. He tells me that. And then he just bites my neck and gives me hickey. Not even kissing me.
Oh,
yeah. Hickey, and that's just when I was like, I'll never ever pay for anything for a man. Tonight. All right.
Well, I've had a hickey recently too.
You did?
Did you have to
a man or a woman? Kidding.
What did you like to know?
No, you can still kind of see it.
Wow, you whore.
Was he?
The thing is, we weren't even kissing.
Yeah,
he just like fucking bit me.
You're like, okay.
I was
like,
that's so annoying.
Culture.
That's so annoying.
I literally cussed him out because I had shows that night.
Yeah.
I can't look like
that's
crazy.
Annoying. Like, don't.
Yeah, I was like, now I look like a fucking, like I have an underfed 3-year-old at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the whole thing on how to like get I learned like I had like my
Don't you get like pennies or some shit?
No, I had like my makeup artist like walk me through it. I went I went to Ulta, like I bought the kit.
You had that many hickeys?
No, I just had one. But like my skin is so fair that like it looked like a burn.
Burn?
Yeah.
Or a bruise?
So I put like some yellow on
it. You're mad pale.
Yeah. I put some yellow on it and then I put some other shit. Like it was
concealer.
I put hairspray. Yeah. On top of like concealer than hairspray.
Well, you have hair too, like, so you can hide it.
Yeah, but then I'm laughing on stage and then like someone was like, yo, you got a hickey? And I was like, fuck. Wow.
Imagine I just showed up like a turtleneck.
That would be good on you. I would like that swag.
A turtleneck?
Like turtleneck swag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a layer of the
turtleneck. Anyway.
So yeah, we'll see.
See what?
If that girl hits me back.
Oh, she probably will.
She didn't answer me.
I don't know. You say that these girls don't message you back.
Yeah, what are you doing?
He'll be like sad in my DMs. He'll be like, yeah, message this girl. She messaged me back. I'm like, what?
I'm not sad. I'm just telling
you. He's always sad.
I just tell you.
There was a point in our our weeks of being together that he would just be sad. And I'm like, stop being sad all the time.
Yeah.
Why are you so sad? And he's well, like, so that I'm sad. I'm just like,
you need Jesus.
Like introverted or whatever. But like you taught me to like, you can't, like that persona is like cute. When I'm on Jersey Shore and shit.
Yeah.
Like
sulking gets old real quick.
Yeah.
Like, no
yeah,
but girl I don't wants you to sulk forever. I'm like, come on, get over it.
Well, no, you can't do that when, like, I make up for it in my humor.
Yeah.
Like, on Jersey Shore, they love that, like, when I walk in, because I just make fun of everybody.
That you sulked?
It's not like I'm
Yeah, he loves to be, like, the
Yeah, but guy. I'm, like, making fun of people, and it's okay. But on Dancing with the Stars, it's, like, a Disney, like, happy show. And you have to like be happy. And they have to be fake nice to everybody.
Did you like, yeah. This week we're doing the maramba.
Literally, the maramba.
Maramba.
Tell me what that looks like. The maramba with Harambe. Coco is teaching.
Yeah. You fucking combine the
so do you fake
merengue
a lot
of, and the harambe.
Do you fake your happiness a lot?
So that's what we had to do. I had to smile a lot. But there's like a study, I think, that if you smile, you tell your brain
yeah, of course.
That you're like happier. That. You send a signal to your brain, you know?
I believe it.
I had to like look up all types of like sports psychology shit.
Really?
Yeah, like I had to look. I used to listen before every performance. I used to listen to like Jordan and…
Peterson?
No.
Oh.
Michael Jordan. <That's-> Yeah, every dance. Clean your room and be a good…
That's a good impression.
Be a good man.
You're good at that.
I'm good at impression.
Vinny, you got this.
Yeah.
You got this.
Maybe comedy.
A voiceover.
Yeah. No, Michael Jordan and Usain Bolt and Serena Williams. And I used to listen to what they said.
Oh, you were like mom spaghetti arms already.
Yo,
oh,
that
yeah,
ass.
What is that?
I like how type A you are.
That's type A? Which one's
yes,
that?
He's so
type A. You're type A.
I think that's why we got along so well. Because
You're like anal. Mm. You're like very like meticulous and take things if you're gonna
I don't like anal
but you know
no, yeah
like even with the pod he's very like this is not what I want and right. Yeah, like that's a really good trait.
Yeah,
because if like people can get famous and they can get sloppy.
Yeah, but being a perfectionist is a cause of a lot of my anxiety.
You have OCD.
We're getting deep.
I have OCD.
I do too.
And I have But perfection.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that.
But it's like not.
Yeah, you don't look perfect at all.
No, it's not. It's not a perfection thing. It's a. shut the fuck up. No, it's like I do things because I feel like something bad's going to happen. But like they.
Oh my God. But, I have that so bad.
Yeah.
I've been getting
superstition.
Better,
it, yes. Yeah, but it'll be like I have to wash my hands five times. I've had it since I was a kid where like I had it so bad one time, like for a year, I couldn't walk past a bathroom without using it.
Right.
So there was a bathroom in my hallway. So whenever I'd walk back and forth, my mom would have to cover my eyes.
No, I would do that too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would do the. Oh, I just forgot it.
Wait, what? Kiki.
I have OCD. I have OCD. And yeah, but I'm seeing a good.
That's crazy. You just forgot your life story.
I'm like, I can't remember what,
what was
what thing I used to do all
like
the time.
Like you had a spike or tick?
Yes.
That you used to have to do? Wait. Was it germ related? Was it it could
oh,
be
like when I work out and stuff and I'm like having one last set.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I'm dying and I don't want to. I'm running and I like can't go to my last mile.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, in my head, I'm like, if you don't run this fucking last mile, you're gonna die. And then I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna bomb this set if I don't squat again or I don't know. It'll be like random shit. Like even in the bathroom, I'm like, I need to leave the sink on longer.
Yeah, the brain is an interesting thing.
Wait, what about me not looking perfect? Do I look that messy? Like
it was funny just how she was like, you're a perfectionist. I would never.
Yeah. I'm literally going to kill myself in the corner. But yeah, no.
You have to like that was a problem with my problem with that show and other things that I do. The more like meticulous and the more importance you put on something, like if you're doing a comedy set or something,
yeah.
If you labeled it as the most important set in the world, you're just going to amp up your nerves about it,
yeah.
And therefore perform worse.
Yeah, it's so.
So
true.
It's so hard to not do that on Dancing with the Stars because it is an important mm-hmm. moment. There's really no faking it. As much as you say like this isn't important, you're performing. A very complicated dance that you just learned in front of a million people, millions of people. And it's hard to be like, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, because you can look like an
idiot. But it's kind of funny when you do look like an idiot. That like makes the views go up. Like just trip.
Not to you. Like I get it for TV for sure. But you don't want to be in that position.
Also, you're dancing with someone.
Yeah. So you have someone else counting on you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just by yourself like, oh, we look like an idiot or something like that.
That was a fat check, wasn't it?
Not really. Oh. No. I did it more for like the experience and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's amazing.
But yeah, so that was the issue is that like it meant so much that the things in life that you don't treat as like they mean a lot to you, you usually are the most calm about.
Mm. Did you guys ever get pushed to tears on the show?
I didn't. Did you? Probably. I mean, you used to cry. Like you cry all the time. Really? She's an emotional girl. Emotional
yeah,
gal.
I'm also dying. But yeah.
Dancers are
emotional. It was just hard. It was my first season. Yeah. I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Vinny. Cried every night.
Yeah. Vinny made you cry. Damn.
Well, he never made me cry. Yeah. The process made me
no,
cry.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Especially working with someone who doesn't know what he's doing.
Just tell me about it. You know. Jesus Christ.
No, you can't take yourself seriously ever. The minute I take myself seriously on stage, I do.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem crazy. I have in comedy too. I don't know why. It just means so much to me that. Like it makes me nervous. You know? As if like I didn't care. I was just like.
But it is true because you have other comics watching you, judging you. Yes. Everyone kind of wants you to fail.
Yeah.
Like I feel it. I hate when other comics are in the room. Like when it's just
the audience.
Yeah,
audience.
Do
it's
you
fine.
Hate that.
Yeah. Everyone is so crazy in comedy. Like out for themselves. Like it's cut.
Really.
Throw. It's so cutthroat.
So do you go to watch other comedians?
Do I pay for a show? Yeah. I wouldn't. No, it'll be like I'll be at the stand and
well,
there's a lot of
so much that
yeah. Like, I honestly don't ever have a free night, yeah. But also
really
yeah, I do it every night. Yeah.
Really,
like multiple times.
Holy shit,
it's crazy. Like you dancing, you have to do it every single day.
Yeah, but this is like a show every night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because a lot of
well,
like
I wouldn't call
people,
them that.
Wait, where do you perform?
I perform a lot at the Stand, which is like
yeah, that's like really popular.
Yeah, it's a really really fun club.
Shit. I want to come watch you.
Oh my god, literally whenever.
All right, we'll come
if me and Vinny,
no, I'm
to
hosting
come,
tonight.
Would you be nervous?
You're hosting tonight.
I don't want you to come when I'm hosting because it's so different. Because I have to be like, this is a
where
show.
Are you from?
Where are you from? Yeah. You're gay. It's different than me doing a set. Yeah. It's more like I'm a teacher. Mm. But it's funny because a lot of normal people don't know how much comedy like a comedian does.
Yeah, I didn't
so they know. Think like, oh my God, every show is precious. I'm like, no, this is one of five. You're running around.
Wow.
And then one show you use for like, you know, stuff you already know just to, you know, get lubed up, whatever. But your question was the people. Yeah. So I'll like, I mean, at the Stand, there's so many legends there. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes like we'll be on the same lineup and then like, you know, I'll have an okay set or whatever. And then I'll watch them. And I'm like, oh, just watching them like sling cock. But it just like being around that so much and then being so like encouraging.
But it
and being like
inspires you.
Definitely. Yeah, and then when you have a good set too with them around.
I never see comedy and like see someone fail and like I'm never like happy about it.
Yeah, you mean when
I like
respect.
Yeah, yeah. Respect them. Like when they bomb, I'm like, oh shit! Like they're up there. I mean, unless they're like saying something like mean or something, you know.
And every
I mean?
I've seen every comic that I like a lot. Yeah. I've seen them all bomb. Yeah. So
yeah,
that
I mean, you
helps.
Go through it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like
it's more just like sometimes you'll be around comics that you know like want your spot.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, it's very like it's way more cutthroat than modeling. I modeled for years, and it's way worse. Yeah.
You're a model.
Not anymore.
Oh, again.
Oh my god. She
again.
Said, she yo, said you're
wait,
fat or ugly.
You're not perfect.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Vinny, no, kill me I with your pistol.
Amazing.
Shoot me with your pistol.
No, I love that. Like the modeling world.
No, I started modeling. I said,
Vinny,
stop laughing at me.
You're so annoying.
I'm laughing at Coco.
You know me. That's you're not a model? What I meant. No.
She was like, I thought you were a fat dyke. That was funny-ish. No, I did model for a really long time. Shut the fuck up,
Vinny. That's not what I meant.
Vinny, I'm going to kill myself. And on my chest, I'm going to write Vinny on my...
You're my type, ugly.
Yeah, I'm the ugly part. Fuck. I need to gain 30 pounds for Vinny to be like... No,
honestly, when
good.
You showed me her Instagram, I thought you were showing me a girl you were talking to.
Ew.
Oh, I mean, that definitely helps.
That what? I'm pretty-ish?
No, like that. I'm like ugly? You got my. You're my type, or whatever. Anyway,
I'm not
I don't
in
know.
Vinny's type at
yes,
all.
Yes, you are.
No, Vinny shows
you're
me girls
exotic.
That are.
You
literally,
are literally. Yeah, he loves exotic girls.
So you're his type.
No, if I'm your type.
I like. I don't know.
Never
really
he's never
dated
sent me an Asian.
But I do like Asians. I used to date a lot of Filipinos.
Everyone thinks I'm Filipino. Yes, I have a Filipino fan base.
Yeah, like, that's why I asked you.
Love me.
That's where my.
Do you know what I am?
Can I get. Wait.
Do you know or no?
Korean.
No.
Oh, Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm. My last name is Iwasaki.
Iwasaki! Mm-hmm. I worked at a Japanese restaurant for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Arigato gozaimasu, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We used that to. In my school, like we. So I went to.
A, I just spoke Japanese during it. Just was weird.
Was it cute? What'd
no.
you say? What'd you say? Hello?
I said.
You said welcome.
Arigato.
Welcome and what did you say after that?
Arigatou.
And then you said.
Arigato.
And then thank you.
She yeah.
Said, welcome. Thank you.
She
really
speaks
fast.
Japanese. It's crazy.
I do. I was born there. I'm 100% Japanese. I'm not anything else.
Is that right?
Japanese. Isn't that crazy?
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Morning.
Girl, you're on it.
Damn. You are Asian.
Thank you. That was weird. What were you doing? Thank you.
Nah, I used to, I went to this like Catholic school, St. Rita's in Staten Island.
Oh, you grew up with money.
Not really. My parents like were in,
okay,
in,
Vinny,
in
okay.
debt. No, they were in like debt. Like our house was in foreclosure so that they can send us to Catholic school.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, mm-hmm. but nonetheless, I went there. And I used to hang out with a lot of Filipino people that went to the school.
Mm.
And when we used to play basketball together, because Filipinos are like nasty in basketball. They have their own league. It's called CPOG. And we used to have reggae parties in the basements. And like this fucking like Filipino girl, I think her name was Jenna Lynn or something. She used to grind on me for hours.
Hours?
Hours. Like we used to listen to this CD called Reggae Gold in the basement. And like CDs. She's young. How old are you? Like
24.
24?
Oh, I'm 20.
Is she? She's so young. How old are you?
I don't know. I didn't. 26.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
shit,
young.
You're
yeah.
Young too.
Yeah. Vinny, yeah. You're old. You need to get your shit together. Okay?
Anyway, we used to listen to CDs back in the day.
Oh my God. Just...
And yeah, no. Filipinos like are sexy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Sienna. What's up? Okay.
But like, yeah.
All right.
And
well,
we used to dance to reggae.
Filipino and reggae. No, yeah. I love being a Filipino woman. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be whatever anyone
she can
wants
literally,
me to be.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
You're very
for,
ambiguous.
Yes.
Yeah, it depends like how I like, you know, look that day.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean? Because yeah. sometimes I can, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I like the whole Caribbean thing too. I like Caribbean women. Like
love
I love reggae. I love like Alice dancing. Warren. You know what I
is
mean?
Is that the
blood
the,
clot? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, brother.
Oh, so is that the woman he was seeing that broke his heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was.
Did she cheat on you?
Nah, but she had like a
basically.
She had like a boyfriend like a week after she stopped talking to me.
You gotta line them up though.
Respect. She had it lined up, right?
Yeah. You have it lined yeah. up too. You have it lined up.
True.
Baby.
Nah.
Not I mean, with this one. That was what was different.
Nah, I don't have them lined up. I don't have like, first of all, it would be impossible to find consecutive girls that like I love. I can line up. I can
girl?
Line up.
That's what I'm saying.
I can line up pussy.
It's different.
But I can't line up another relationship.
Did you love this girl?
I mean, it was the inception of love. It was like yeah. we're only talking for 3 months.
I love that I'm talking for you. I'm like it was. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like damn.
My translator. No, it was like serious, you know. And then we stopped talking. And literally, like 3 weeks later, full-fledged relation. Fledge? Is that a word?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Full-blown relationship.
Catholic school.
The fuck?
full-blown with another man?
Yeah, and he looked like the prime version of me.
Like, oh, wait, better?
No. Oh, no, is prime better?
Prime is better.
Oh, wait.
You should say, you should say,
I'm an Amazon version. Like, they have their own
family
brand.
Dollar.
Like, that's a thing to say?
I thought it was.
I don't know. Stop making up
jargon. Okay, Walmart version?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I understand.
Okay, Walmart version.
Prime is, I think, better. Oh, but was he like a nice, like.
Maybe.
You know, I think sometimes you could probably.
I was nice.
No, but I think you could probably be intimidating to a girl, you know?
Shut up.
You don't know, not that you're not nice, but he, yeah. No, you.
Coco knows I'm a pussy.
Yeah, what?
Thanks, Coco.
No, but I mean, yeah. Like, if she wants, like, a normal guy, like, she probably couldn't handle, like, all the attention you get.
I don't know. I was doing all, I was doing, shut
I don't
up.
Know. Do you get attention?
I don't
She's
know.
Just abusing me.
Nah. Would you guys get stopped in the street together? Coco's like, he's well, never been recognized. We
oh my god. Remember there was like 2-3 times that we meet.
Oh, yeah, you got oh Kiki and Vinny. Got
and all 3 times, mind you, Vinny's with us and it's the 3 of us. Everyone comes up to Kiki. Are you from So You Think You Can Dance?
Yeah. He was on one show like 13 years ago.
It was so funny. And yeah. Vinny's literally like, yeah, you want me to take a picture for
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah. That was hilarious. Remember the girl at the dance studio? She was like creaming her pants
oh
right
god,
in front
over,
of Coco.
Over Kiki. Happens all yeah. the time. I'm like,
that's what? Hilarious.
He's hot. He's very hot.
I don't know. He's very hot.
Yo, I need to see your husband.
I'll show you. He's really hot.
Too. Yeah, he's cool. Anyway,
I love that you do that.
That girl.
I do it on stage a lot when like something bombs. I'm like, that yeah, was. I thought we were funny. Gonna connect on that. So, Vinny, what else is new with you?
Yeah, tell us. I like your pants.
Not th- mine.
Thank yeah, you have really clean sneakers.
Thank
always.
You.
Always.
Like a white, like a black man. I mean.
Thank
yeah.
You. Like clean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you quit drinking?
I started.
I'm
again.
I'm quitting drinking.
I started again.
Oh, I quit.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just saying that right now.
No, I actually quit because I got hungover. Forever? I was hungover for 3 days this past.
Was this the night that your boyfriend was having
no,
anxiety attack on
I
shrooms?
I quit. Like, oh my God. Ugh, no. It was like the next night I had a big party and I only had 3 glasses of wine, but I was so
hungover.
I know. And I always drink Prosecco. I don't know what it was. I think because I.
It's the worst.
I know, but I.
Coco is so small, but she can eat anything and also drink like a fucking grown wait, man.
I can tell you have a great body.
Thanks.
Sorry. That's how you do it, Vinny.
That was, nah.
That was great. You she slipped no. it in there so
I
fast.
I was like, there.
I know what to
come
do.
Come on, it's after compliments.
Yeah. This is kind of giving lesbian this outfit today.
I know.
It kind of is. I really like your shoes. Really? Yeah, Asian school girl.
Oh, she can drink. Like
really? Yeah, you can do tequila shots.
Yeah. Let's take a shot now.
Yeah.
I would take a shot.
Oh my God. That would be so
we can
fun.
Drink. Come out at what time is your show?
I'm done at 9.
You're done
yeah.
at 9?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll probably be like wrapping
actually,
up.
Actually, no, I'll be done at 8:30.
Okay.
7
Let's to
8:30.
Go to a random bar?
Just nah, we're going to go to a fancy bar.
Oh wait, so we want me to meet you guys after?
Yeah, yeah, meet us wherever we are.
Okay, but don't let him like bail and be like a poop.
No, I won't.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Does, but sometimes I do.
Are you going to be
so
a poop?
Well, if she's
let's
in town.
Let's just play it by ear.
Yeah, if she's in town.
Okay, we'll play it by ear. No, because I'll get another show, but I don't want to get another show. I'd rather hang out with
oh,
you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
Come meet up with us.
So you're going to sacrifice the show to hang out with us?
Well, the show doesn't exist yet, but I could get another spot, but I'd rather hang out with you guys.
So sweet.
That I have a midnight show, but I'd rather hang out with you guys in that meantime.
Midnight show.
I know. My spot's at 12:50.
Your set starts at 12:50?
Yeah.
Wait, let's do this. Let's drink and hang out. And then like let's go to the midnight show.
Okay.
And then I'll go on stage.
Yeah, I can get you on stage. Do you want to do it?
Oh my God, no.
I get myself on stage.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, but can I be like the one be like, hey, Rado?
No, you know no, what I'm no. Saying? Because then I'll embarrass you.
I actually talked about the with you for To The Stand. I was like, oh, yeah, we should do like a live show.
Oh, yeah, that'll be
in
cool.
the main room.
Oh, hell
and they were
yeah.
like, anytime.
Yeah.
So wow, whenever you want to do that.
Up? You ready for that?
I've done stand up.
You have? Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah. After Dancing with the Stars, I can
you
do
can
anything. Literally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. Stand-up is really different, though.
Yeah.
Because you get to see people
wait,
immediately
you
hate
you.
Stand-up? I watched it online.
That wasn't...
Okay. Oh, my God. Stop.
That wasn't
I
real.
Need to watch it
Google
online.
Google it later.
Oh, yeah. The one... I actually like the one I showed you.
No, that one was not bad.
Yeah, yeah. That was...
Honestly, I see way worse.
That was me more
my
than myself. That was more of myself than the Gotham Comedy Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
I watched
like
the, I watched
super
the
manufactured.
But Gotham is probably a little scary, too. It's so big and cavernous.
Very, like, manufactured.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
3 years. So honestly, not that long. I just kind of became so type A about it.
I love that.
And then I think because I started out as an actor too, I kind of had like a, I don't know.
I was about to say, oh my gosh.
I sound crazy now. What now? Yeah. What?
She was about to go, oh my God, you're an actor.
I know. What? Why does she fucking hate me?
No, it's
she
like
said you're ugly, talentless.
No.
Oh my
it's
Lord.
Like you do everything. What else do you do?
Wait, you're an actor? No.
Yeah. I
more.
It's about which one? Okay. What did I do? What have I done?
She's trying to make up for
it. Yeah. I'm
so
not
making up for
look,
it.
I've never been on Dancing with the Stars, but I have performed in front of 8 people many times.
That's cute. Yeah. One day you'll be successful enough to be on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, no. That's my stand-up set.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We're watching it.
Of all the things.
I can't. Well, I'll cringe.
He's kind of like cringy. Sad?
Oh, yeah. It's really.
I think my crush ended after watching
it. It's really. It was a show that. They do.
Honestly, you guys would be so cute together.
Me and him? No.
Really? Fuck you. Did you say no instantly?
It.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Wait, no. But are you taller?
Yeah, I'm taller than him. But that doesn't bother
me. Short kings.
Yeah, I do short kings.
Why is it kings?
But you know what? Short Vinny follows way too many women on Instagram. He would have to find God.
Go.
No, but he would have to find God and follow everyone and then appreciate a skinny queen, which all these things would never happen.
Here
so
we go.
Instead,
no, but
we'll
if
just
your
get
personality
rich.
Is great. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I love it.
What? Coco, that's for you now. Oh okay, come on. My personality?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
I can't unfollow all these girls right now. Like, I would need to hire someone to unfollow
I
everybody.
I could hire someone.
You? What do you mean?
There's 3,500 people. I don't want to unfollow
everybody.
No,
I literally see it. It goes up every day, but you're keeping
it. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It
How
does.
How many girls
no,
do you follow
doesn't.
A day?
I don't follow.
They
I
all
like
look
them.
The same.
I like them. I don't follow them.
No, I see you're following.
I will follow like mutual, like if a girl follows me, I'll follow her back type shit. Back in the day when Instagram started, there was no For You page.
Mm.
So like if you wanted to follow someone, you would follow them. So I was just like follow. And then when they created the For You page, now I can like see people without following them. So I stopped. But
I still follow a lot.
But I still acquired this like, you know, and I've gotten it down. I've literally manually went in there and I've gotten it down by like 2,000. It used to be like 5,000.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Because I'll talk to a random girl and she'll be like, he follows me. And I'm like, where's the exclusivity
really?
Now?
You wow. know?
She follows me back then.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. One of these might turn into
that's true.
The love of your life.
Exactly. What am I supposed to do? Be like, oh, like I got to just wait here, twiddle my thumbs because I need to look good for my next girl.
Yeah, how do you find a person in New York?
I know. So no,
Instagram.
I don't date.
I'm finding people on Instagram.
That's the thing. It
yeah,
is Instagram.
Yeah, you have to do that now.
Yeah.
But then I don't… My Instagram is so, like, contrived.
But then, like, when you're kind of, like, where you guys are, do you go to your, like, your requests and then, like…
Oh, no.
Try to find somebody if they've DM'd you?
What do you mean?
Like, could you find someone through that?
Like, my requests?
Yeah.
They're usually, like, so cringe. Sometimes, honestly, like guy audience members, they don't really approach me because if I kill, they don't like me as much because I'm like a little
intimidating.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But sometimes, like if we like talk off stage and we kind of vibe, I'm like, okay, they understand my life a little bit because I got to see me perform, come off, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then the bad part about it is that there's instantly a weird power dynamic because they don't see me like actually. They're just seeing you. It's like if someone just saw you dance. You know what I mean? And then that's…
Bro, if I go to like a Broadway show and I see a dancer…
Oh, I know.
Oh, I'm in love. I'm in love. I love dancers so much.
Okay, let's go.
Let's all go.
They're so hot like and talented.
Yeah, why is he coming right now?
Literally.
And inspiring.
Oh, the people that can do it all? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Dancing act?
Mm. A good triple.
Oh my Lord. Like I come for that shit. Like I have some friends that can like literally like and I'm like and then they like can twerk on stage and they can like fucking cry on command. I'm like, yo, baby. Like
God has favorites.
Yeah. And I'm one of them and that's okay.
I mean, kind of.
Well, okay, cool.
Coco's like, you are?
Yeah, Coco's like…
You're God's favorite?
Kind of hates me. But I think that's the way she flirts. I think that's the way she flirts.
Yeah, she's negging me.
Yeah, she's negging me. That's why I'm stopped.
I've had
not
weird nights at the box,
men.
Too.
I'm never going back.
Box?
Don't go. It's horrible.
Let's go tonight.
It's a place where they have like these like freak shows on stage while you're drinking. So like you'll
That sounds cool.
But not fun. Like my Chanel bag got ruined because a guy peed on it.
Yeah.
Like fully peed all
like
over
the guy on stage pees on the on the crowd.
He like shaved his pubes and then peed on
Hold
me.
On.
Yeah. The guy like
actually pees?
Yeah.
Takes a shit on stage.
Yeah. No, like actually does the shit.
There's like blood. Like it's weird.
I saw a girl come into shot glasses and then she handed out the shot glasses and people took it.
What?
Wait.
Damn, I wish I did that one.
Hold on. What kind of... Ugly. That's a shit.
Tell me more.
Yeah, no, she was ugly as fuck.
I like ugly.
Sorry, no offense. Oh, yeah, we know. You might have liked this. And then one time, I didn't go to this one. My friend said he saw a girl stitch her labias together on stage.
Yeah, they do like there was crazy like blood and everything. Like
they do crazy. It's not fun.
Wait, what is this?
They're going to ban me
for this.
It's
like open to the public?
It's a tough door, but yeah, like the bottles are like crazy money.
Yeah, a glass of Prosecco is $30.
It's a club that like looks like almost like a little theater.
Okay, we should go. That's so
cool. No, you should experience it like once.
I definitely want to experience it.
We might end up there
too. But I don't want anyone peeing on me.
No.
No, it actually got more tame.
You have to sit in the back. No, I think that they still do that.
All right.
Titty check?
Wait, are we actually going to hang out later?
We're going to go to dinner and we'll take it from there.
Okay, you're going to see if you want to include me.
I'll probably fall asleep at dinner. So,
okay, cool.
Coco, what's next for you?
You did
Dancing with the Stars.
I did.
Another season.
Sure did. I'm getting married.
Getting married. Congratulations.
Did you see the dates?
Yes, I did.
Thank God.
Yes.
Great. Got to be there.
And it's kind of far. And
where's your wedding?
In Oregon.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You have to go and you're going to learn a lot about yourself.
I have a lot of dancers coming. So
yeah. I'll be there.
This might be your one.
Oh, yeah. Shot. There's going to be a lot of dancers coming that night.
Oh, God.
Look at me like that. That night.
Saw that eye contact?
Yeah. What was that?
And then, all right. So you're still just, you're dancing. She's living in LA. And
you know, I want to live in New York though at some point.
Yeah, you should.
That would be so fun.
We would hang out all the time.
Oh my God, you said
we could be your little supporters at your show.
Oh my God, I would actually love that. Vinny would be annoying though after a while. You know, I'm kidding. All right. Well, should we shout out your social medias?
Yeah, I know he's going to put
it
in there.
Oh, he puts it in the
but
intro.
You can shout out anyway.
It's just @Coco_Iwasaki.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun.
You're like my sister and I love you.
Love you.
And, you know, I always wanted to do a podcast with you.
Oh, fuck.
And you're okay too.
Love you guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.